Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to another podcast. I've recorded a few podcasts since my last podcast, but I haven't made them public just because there was so much full moon insanity going on. And I don't know about you guys, but I get very affected by moon phases. So much so to the point where I have to like notice it and take care of my mind and just really be careful because just personally, like, I get really affected by moon phases. Today's Monday at the time that I'm recording this, and Monday is a day that is ruled by the moon, and, like, planetarily, and so that's why you'll notice on Mondays, like, things never either go according to plan, or you may feel more emotional on Mondays or more psychically connected on Mondays, or like during, after, and before Monday specifically. But that last full moon in Scorpio literally railed me. Like, I was so disturbed, like, just because, you know, I don't know exactly how much I'm allowed to like say, but I probably have made it clear before in my podcasts and just in general, even on my YouTube channel, that I work with elementals and stuff like that, not always like purposefully, but I can just tune into different energies and stuff. And so well, yeah, I practice energy work. I also teach you guys how to do energy work. By the way, if you're interested in that, you can sign up on my Patreon. I actually have 3 programs that are dedicated to this. And I'm, like, really excited about my Patreon specifically because if you just Google it, so it's patreon.com/SemaVerse. And if you just look it up, you'll see the tiers that I offer. And it's really interesting what we dive into because each tier has, like, a respective build upon the last one. And I basically just teach on there. And ultimately, like, this is my passion, informing you guys on ways that you can manipulate and control your own energy so that you can be more healed, be more expanded in your consciousness, be more aware, because knowledge is power. And before I started, I think even my YouTube channel, I used to get so much, so many signs or like so much direction on Sema, don't teach, you know, like you shouldn't tell people what you know, like, and all that stuff. And so there was a lot of fear for me around teaching for like a long time. And I still believe that the best way that we teach is with our life, not really with words, but rather with like our example or through the clarity of our own example, which includes, you know, living your best life, as they say. But I kind of had to get over that fear of really teaching and being public and uploading content and uploading videos and this and that. And so I've been through a journey of attempting to become very inwardly masterful at the art of content creation and communication, especially online. And I've been practicing and studying and honing my specific way of doing it for the past like 5 years or so, or I'd say 4 years since 2020. And so I also teach on that in the Patreon and in some of my YouTube videos too. And I intend to continue talking to you guys about my personal journey and struggles and stuff like that, which I will be more transparent with because I also realize that, you know, that's ultimately what I love to do, is to share, you know, my personal struggles with you so you guys can benefit from that in some way. And like, one thing I will say is that as you continue to do what you know is best for you, especially if it's something that's public, and especially if it involves helping other people, people don't like that, bro, because literally, like, in some way in the minds of others, it puts you in a position of authority, which people have a hard time accepting, especially if you are somebody that does work on yourself or that has worked on yourself to the point of self-mastery, at least a little bit. Like, and you talk about it, like, people will hate that. They'll hate you. They'll hate what you have going on, you know? And so ultimately, like, you know, if you know me, you know that, like, I am who I am, and I'm I have a lot of interests, or, like, special interests, you could say, or whatever, and I'm just me, you know, and that invites a lot of negativity and stuff. So I also teach you guys how to transmute negativity in my Patreon membership, but I'll dive into it a little bit here. Ultimately, like, when you receive that kind of energy from the world, like, those are the people that you're doing it for. You know what I mean? Like, if you've ever heard that phrase, like, oh yeah, you know, like, I do it for my haters, or, like, I do it for the people that hate on me, or whatever. Like, that's literally my philosophy, because it's like, y'all are so miserable that you'd be going out of your way to hate on, like, a child of like, you know, the world. Like, that's just crazy. Happy people, or people that are building something, or people that are inwardly rich, like, they don't hate on other people, you know? They're not jealous. They don't practice jealousy. Jealousy is a habit. Same thing with the art of not being jealous. It's also a habit. Same thing with happiness or distress / depression. Like, these dichotomies are all habits. And so if you're somebody, like, for example, with me, I was in the habit of depression for a really long time, guys. Like, depression. Literally, nobody in the world could possibly maybe understand this level of depression. Like, it was so deep and real and horrible and just gut-wrenching and, you know, and of course, like, I guess I suppose that I could be, like, living proof that you could be really madly depressed and show the world something completely different. Like, my content and videos and social media and my love for creativity and art and color and fashion and music are what saved my life, like, over and over and over again. And my love for wanting the world to feel loved and feel my love, which had no place to go, like, that in and of itself saved me, you know, like, so many times. And the thing is with the depression is that it doesn't just, like, go away. You have to work on it, right? And so obviously now I'm at a place where I've been out of it for a very long time, maybe even over, like, half a year or more than a year. But it's a constant work in progress. Like, you have to keep working to be better every day and to feel better and better and better every day. And it's a good type of work. It's a really fun, fulfilling work. Like, it's the best work we ever do is on ourselves. And you'll know it. You'll know it when you're doing it. And it's such a, like, honestly lonely path. Or I wouldn't say lonely, but you are alone when you do it. When you are healing yourself, you are alone. And you find yourself even wanting to be alone, or finding yourself different from all of your friends all of a sudden. Like, with me, I literally, like, I transitioned out of one friend group into another friend group, and then out of that friend group into another, and then out of that friend group, like, completely, for example. And then when I was really in the thick of my healing journey, like, it was just me alone. And it needed to be that way. And I had no other choice. Like, I would try to want to be around people, but I just did not want to be around people. And I wanted to do other things instead, like research, you know, like research on healing modalities and, like, the way I could heal myself from things. And I would try to practice things like meditation and see how far I could go. I would ask these big questions like, who is God? And really try to esoterically connect with the universe. And you want to know what? It spoke back. And the second I heard that voice, like, my life completely changed. It wasn't a voice. It was more so of symbology, like signs. And you'll know, like, if you're somebody that can read the signs as well, like, you'll know, you know. And the thing about being chronically online or like being a little bit public in your communities or what used to be my communities, because I really am trying to, you know, let's say lead people back to themselves, but and that means expanding my idea of community. But you know, like in all these instances, I had to really just like, you know, be solo and like understand the signs that were being presented to me. And as someone that is chronically online, as I am, like, you can't speak about the information you're receiving as you're receiving it, because you're still a student. You're still a student. And you become a master teacher over time. It takes time, obviously, but you get trained up, like really spiritually trained up, and it's through the hardships that you go through that you get trained up. You are literally attending a mystery school when you are choosing to face difficulty in life head on and not avoid it. And when you are choosing to sit in silence with yourself and not avoid it, when you are choosing to recognize your intuition or your psychic abilities and strengthen them, you become very unfuckwithable, to the point in which all energies of the cosmos begin to respect you and are there for you to use, you know? And so you become like, let's say, a master magician or et cetera, et cetera. But all these things are like obsolete in the face and in the name of God and pure love, you know, like all these super cool paths or all these super cool mystery schools, you could call them, or basically the unveiling of truths or universal truths that are shown to you, like all of it pales in comparison to bhakti. We need God. Bhakti is unconditional love that is rooted in devotion, if you didn't know, devotion to the ultimate or to the infinite or to the supreme, which is God. And so we need God. We do. Because if we try to see ourselves as God or become very, like, super trained up in the realms of mysticism and stuff, right? Like, we're still here in an earthly body, in a human body. We are dependent on time, Kala, which is Krishna. Like, we are dependent. And so we cannot think of ourselves as being too great. However, like, this is where humility comes in. Humility is actually our greatest ingredient, you know, or our greatest recommendation, let's say, because humility will open our soul up to ourselves. It will reveal to us what our soul is made of and who we really are as soul, right? And when we are in the ego, when we are deluded, which we're all in the ego, by the way, even the process of the spiritual journey involves killing the ego multiple times. It's very stubborn, and we never really truly escape the ego. We just go into another realm of it. And then, so yes, our vibration may increase as we keep going down the spiritual journey, like I said, and we may even attract different, like, life circumstances, more improved circumstances, whether that's visually, artistically, abundantly, financially, health-wise, etc. Even the quality of our relationships can become very deep. Like, personally, it was like, you know, towards the most recent phase of my healing journey that I attracted like two soulmate connections that were very deep and really just unexpected and transformational for me, and probably for them too, you know, because that's what soulmate connections are. It's anybody can be your soulmate, by the way. Your dog can be your soulmate, bro. Like, I'm saying that, but with human connections, both people are affected. It's a soul transformation. is what it is. And it's beautiful, it's rare, it's spiritual. It's sacred, right? So I, you know, again, like I said, as we go through the spiritual journey, like, we attract deeper connections and improved quality of life and improved relationship with our own self, you know? And so all that's really well and good. And our ego has, yes, evolved more and more by becoming less and less, right? And so that's all really well and good. But at the end of the day, like, we, as long as we're attached to these material bodies, we will have ego associated with ourselves, which the ego is not bad, guys. Don't get me wrong when I say ego. New age spirituality has really painted ego in a negative light. I'll never do that. You need the ego because you signed up for this material life. Like, you need to do things here in this world, right? So you need ego. So to even function. Like, I remember after my first main huge primary ego death that, like, catapulted me into my spiritual awakening in 2017, I couldn't even order food. Like, I was so much of a shell, I guess, because my ego was completely done, like, gone. Like, I was so, how do I explain it? It's the first ego it's the first ego death. And it catapulted me into my spiritual awakening, and it literally had me, like, it was just hard for me to communicate with people, to even order food or anything, because I was, like, so much aware of how this existence was not reality, you know? And it was an illusion, which it's not, but you just get a peek, like, behind the curtain, you know, you get a peek. And then obviously, as you continue, you realize that there are two sides of the coin, what's behind the curtain and then what's in front of the curtain. And both sides are equally valid. Like, reality is both an illusion and real, by the way, if you didn't know. Same thing with our dream state. Our dream state is both real and illusory. Like, they're both equal. And so you'll learn that as you go. But I remember being in the Taco Bell drive-thru with my friend and, like, trying to order food, and, like, I just couldn't, you know? I couldn't even really, like, be around people that much because I was so plugged in for the first time in my life to Source, and I was just more there than here, you know? And then, of course, that didn't ever go away. But it got more and more clear, like, things, because once you say yes, like, you can't go back, like, things just become more clear to you over time. But once you see past the, like, on the other side of the curtain, like, there's no unseeing it, you know? So that's the point I'm trying to make. So if you guys are interested in learning more about different esoteric secrets and whatnot, let me know. And I'd be happy to talk to you guys about it. Sign up for my Patreon, patreon.com/seemaverse. I love you guys. Peace.